tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's June 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Joe Boris. We're going to start today off with big news from Kia. Kia opens EV3 order books in Korea with a starting price of $30,700. Obviously, that's a U.S. equivalent. They're not selling things in U.S. dollars in Korea quite yet. They've got four different trim lines ranging between 217 miles and 311 miles of range. The price difference between those is not a whole lot at all. It's like $3,500 difference, not even that. And again, this is before any government incentives on Kia's side. So if we see something similar to this when it comes to the U.S., we're going to be looking at a vehicle that, with that $7,500 tax credit, with additional incentives that may be available through your state and utility, this might be a $25,000 car. This is exactly what you've been looking for if you've been holding off for that next generation Chevy Bolt that could charge at 300 kilowatts, if you've been looking for that really fast charging Nissan Leaf that could go everywhere, or if you were just a big fan of the original Kia Soul EV, you're waiting to trade in on something similar, this EV3 is really going to be something that you're going to be interested in. Looking at some of the specs from the article, the long-range model has an 81.4 kilowatt-hour battery capacity, while the standard model has a 58.3 kilowatt-hour battery. So these are very efficient machines. With a 350 kilowatt charger, the EV3 can charge from 10 to 80% of the standard battery in just 29 minutes. The long-range battery takes 31 minutes. So 2 minutes more, you've got another 100 miles of range. Kia also launched its eLife package on Tuesday. This is a program that combines charging, vehicle care, and used price vehicle guarantees to improve the EV ownership experience. Now, this is something that Hyundai and Kia have done since the late 90s when they were plagued with reliability issues 30 plus years ago. They introduced Hyundai Assurance, which was a 10-year warranty on the car, especially the powertrain. It was a 5-year 60 kind of bumper to bumper, but it was a 10-year powertrain warranty. And this is still something that Hyundai kind of leads on. They market themselves as having America's best warranty. They market themselves on standing behind the product for years and years longer than Toyota or Honda or Mazda that come with a standard 3-year 36,000-mile warranty. So it looks like that's going to continue into the electric era, and I am definitely here for it. Hyundai is not the only car maker with a significant EV launch today. Volvo's first all-electric EX90 rolls off the production line in South Carolina. This is Volvo's all-new electric 7-passenger SUV flagship. It's replacing the XC90, which has been in production now for over 20 years. So fantastic vehicle. Everybody's really excited about it. Reading a little bit from the article, quote, "The fully electric Volvo EX90 is the start of a new era for Volvo cars, a new era for safety, sustainability, and human-centric technology," CEO Jim Rowan said at the event. Volvo said the first customer deliveries are scheduled for the second half of the year. The electric SUV, quote, "reaffirms our position as a leader in the ongoing technology shift in the car industry." Now, again, Volvo has been way on top of this. In 2017, the company announced that all new vehicles introduced after that date would be electrified, whether that was a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, or full battery electric vehicle. So this has been a long time coming, and they have planned to have a fully electric version, at least, of every model they sell. And in more recent years, Volvo has committed to make every new model an EV. The company currently, if you go into a Volvo showroom today, you won't be able to buy a Volvo that is not at least a mild hybrid, and most of those are going to be plug-in hybrids or pure electrics. So again, this is great stuff. This is made in the USA, right in South Carolina, so we're excited to see those. Can't wait for those to be available at the local dealers. We're definitely going to take one for a drive. The EX90 isn't the only new model coming out from Volvo, though. Volvo Construction Equipment has expanded its electric construction vehicle lineup with three all-new models. They've got two electric wheel loaders and a new electric wheeled excavator. Now, what's really critical in all this, you can get into the article, check out all the specs on these. These are right in that 15, 16-ton range, so this is where a lot of road crews, a lot of landscaping crews, a lot of other industrial work is being done. But the key thing here, look at that picture in the upper right, just right above this one. You'll see that the Volvo is being plugged into a DC fast charger. This is incredibly important because there's a lot of non-road equipment that is being put out there by other brands that, while being fully electric, is not capable of DC fast charging. They either have a proprietary connector or they're maxed out at level 2 charging, which is like, you know, 220, 240 kind of charging. by enabling and by building in DC fast charging into all of their construction equipment on road and off road, Volvo CE is giving themselves a tremendous advantage to any job site who's looking at this and worried about whether or not they'll be able to recharge quickly once the batteries run out. Now, quite frankly, there's a lot of inefficiency on job sites. There's a lot of idle time. There's a lot of engine time spent that's not doing any work. So an electric vehicle that promises 5 to 10 hours of continuous runtime is really going to be able to meet the demands of most crews, but it's nice to have that peace of mind. And when you tell someone, hey, you can plug this thing in, and by the time the next shift is ready to go, that battery is going to be 100%. This is a great move from Volvo. We're excited to see it. While we're talking about heavy equipment, diesel demand has hit a 26-year low as EV and hydrogen sales boom. Now, I think this is an important topic. That's why I wrote about it. But it does seem like we're past that peak oil boom. Oil demand is lower now than it was in the first weeks of the pandemic in 2020, which is huge. And even though a lot of people are pointing to that and saying this is a threat to future oil growth, this is a threat to the economy, or this is a sign of inflation and people shopping and buying less, the reality is that zero emission vehicles are taking off, especially in that commercial sector that is heavily, heavily diesel dependent. If you look at just the last few years, you look at these numbers are from CalSTART. You look at from 2021, we had 1,804 zero emission commercial vehicles on the road. And now all the way up to 11,600 in 2022, 17,734 in 2023. And that number continues to grow in 2024 and beyond. Looking at those numbers in June of 23, there were 867 HD trucks being tracked by CalSTART. If you just look at the last few weeks, Cisco has taken delivery of 10 new Freightliner trucks. They're going to add 800 more. Einride has ordered 150 Peterbilts. DHL has put 50 new electric terminal tractors, yard tractors into work, and they're going to add 50 more on their way to electrifying 100% of their fleet. Grocery giant Loblaw has doubled its electric semi fleet. They've got 25 Tesla semis on order. U.S. largest private freight carrier adds 12 electric semis to its fleet. This is all in the last few weeks, and we're already seeing a continued acceleration, not just HD trucks, but cargo vans, medium-duty trucks. When these numbers came out, the Mack MD Electric hadn't even begun production yet, and that is going to be a dominant force in the MD market, the same way that all of Mack MD trucks have been dominating the market in recent years. If you follow the commercial trades, you're going to hear about the Mackification of the medium duty space. That's going to continue into the electric medium duty space as well. So this is really exciting to see. Obviously, less oil consumption, less diesel consumption is good for people, it's good for planet, may even be good for profits, depending on what side of the equation you're on. On the complete opposite extreme of the heavy equipment side, we've got this. After Tesla, the surprising next best-selling electric vehicle in America is this electric bike. Now, this is electric folding bike. I've been out to Arizona to ride these bikes. Micah, obviously, is the micromobility master of the world. And these are great little bikes. They're inexpensive, less than $1,000. They get the job done. They fold up to fit in your apartment or your dorm. And it's really great to see these guys having continued success. Wish them nothing but the best. And obviously, Micah has a great article here that you can hop on and read. And finally, closing out something a little different, Scooter Dahl is in Florida doing the first drive with Mercury Marine's electric Avator motors. Smooth, quiet ride for small boats. Now, Mercury started rolling out these electric motors back in August of 2023. They started off with the 20E and 35E. Earlier this year at CES, Mercury announced two more additions to the lineup, the 75E and 110E. These are the motors that Scooter got to demo while he was in Florida. And if you take a look at the pictures, that 110E, you can get a sense of what the other motors look like above me. There were a couple of different boats powered by the different motors for him to try out. Now, it's worth noting this 110E, it's not 110 horsepower. It's 10 horsepower outboard motor. It's not going to set the world on fire. This is not a scenario that is going to replace that LS motor or that blown V8, you know, that you see on 4th of July lake parties. This is not a speedboat scenario. This is quiet, smooth operation with high torque that's going to be ideal for these kind of small boats and rib boats like the ones shown here. This is going to allow fishermen, this is going to allow people who live in lake communities to get out on the water early, not disturb anybody, not scare the fish. It's going to be a ton of fun, and I can't wait to see more of this. Now, this is obviously a new space for Mercury Marine. They're more well known for big V8s. They at one point were building the ZR1 Corvette motors, and that's kind of made them legendary in the automotive enthusiast space. But this is something where they're getting started, they're making all the right moves, and the day will come where there's a 300 horsepower, 600 pound foot of torque at zero RPM Mercury electric outboard, maybe two or three of them on the right speedboat, and that is going to be something really exciting. Well, that's all we've got for today. This is June 5th. And if you like what you saw here, be sure to hit like and subscribe. And if you don't, hit like and subscribe anyway. I don't care.